We ready?
Thank you for waiting.
Hi, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Human Resources Committee for the Town of Mount Pleasant on Monday, October the 4th. It is 9:19, so we're running a little bit behind. Item number two is approval of minutes from the August 2nd, 2021 meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. And item number three are public comments. If anybody's here from the public to say anything, you've got 2 minutes.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Howard Chapman. My address is 824 Natchez Circle, and I want to commend the staff for getting the wage and hour study done. We've needed it for quite some time. My concern is about the need to recognize our part-time people as part of this study. And understand there is some information coming, but it's not with what we've got today. The part-time people in particular in recreation are the backbone of our programs. We don't recognize longevity in the part-time personnel. People have been here between 5, 10 years. They make the same thing as somebody just starting off today. Hopefully, and I have talked to the administrator, and I think it's in there, but I want council to make sure that it gets the necessary look that we need to have to recognize those part-time people who have been with us for many years, but are just making the same thing as somebody starting today. So I just want to bring that to your attention. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Anyone else? Nope. Moving on to line item number four, employee years of service recognition. I just found out that that employee has a very sick baby, so we are going to do that maybe at another time. Maybe during council. We do it during council or just next committee meeting. Whichever. Okay. And line item number five, recommendation and possible action regarding the implementation of the classification and compensation study, as well as a one-time bonus regarding funding associated with ARPA. And before we begin, I just wanted to thank staff again. And just for public record, when I first and every other member of council that was elected with me, right after we took office, each department spent quite a bit of time with each one of us going over budgets, how they do what they do. I had a really good meeting with our HR head at that point. And, you know, it's funny how concerns change so drastically over 2 years. When I first met with her, there was a lot of concern from the public about, are we overstaffed? Are we paying too much? Are there good evaluation tools out there? And then the pandemic hit, so all of a sudden it was survival, right? Do we have enough money to pay these people? Are we going to have to, is anybody going to lose their job? And again, staff made it through that upheaval and fear, and I think did a really good job of letting employees know that they would be taken care of. Council and staff put in place a lot of extra stuff, vacation pay, flex time, work from home, hybrid work environments. I think the benefits that come with being a town employee, along with how they're paid, says a lot about this council and staff. So I can't wait to hear about all the information that we're going to be given today. Looking forward to that. And going from the pandemic, and now we're in this completely different environment within 2 years again, where you can't get people to work for less than $15 an hour, at least. And it's hard to get people to, you know, when they make that decision to go to work now, how much is it going to take to get them to come to work? So, again, a lot of work, a lot of data, and I'm looking forward to today's report. Thank you. Good morning.
You're starting. Good morning.
My name is Christy DeLuca. I'm the HR director, and I wanted to talk with you about the classification and compensation study. So it's typically done every 4 years. So it was scheduled for implementation in 2020, but then there was COVID. So it was put on hold for economic reasons to see how things went. And then we got back to it this year and looked at it, and as we all know, many things had changed. So we re-engaged with the Archer Company, who had done the original study in 2019-2020, to update the original study in a way that makes the plan affordable for the town, maintains the town as a competitive employer in what's now a very employee-driven market, and to maintain the town's position as a local government leader. So the study was updated to obtain the most recent data and market comparisons. So they surveyed the organizations listed up here: the City of Charleston, North Charleston, Somerville, Goose Creek, Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head, and the counties of Charleston, Berkeley, and Dorchester. As well as looking at the market again, it also gave us a chance to look at some of the restructuring and changes that had happened in the meantime, particularly with EDS and PLAN and some of that reorganization. And after receipt of the market data, the Archer Company also updated job descriptions, and positions were adjusted so that they were in the appropriate grade level. And then going a little deeper within the appropriate grade level, employees were placed at the same position within that grade that they were in their previous grade. So for example, if someone moved to a different grade, they weren't brought in at the entry level. If they had been here for a few years, they might be at 25% into their grade in the old grade, so they were placed at 25% in the new grade, so that there wouldn't be compression with new employees that were brought in with employees that have had years of service and gotten great performance evaluations. And then employees whose positions were identified as already being paid at the market are still scheduled to receive a 3% increase in order to maintain the competitiveness. And those that were not being, were identified as not being paid at the market rate, their wages were brought up to receive what was identified as the market. The total estimated cost of implementing the classification and compensation study, including the wages, the taxes, and the retirement benefits, is approximately $2.5 million. And to give you some ideas, some examples to look at with respect to what's in the study, a firefighter with that's a firefighter two with EMT is currently paid at $38,766, and that will go to $43,217. Similarly with the police officer, and that's at the entry level with the associate's degree, and a couple other examples for you. The implementation is expected to occur prior to this November. And Mr. Chapman brought up actually one of the things that's very next on the agenda. So this is for the full-time staff, and the next step would be to carry that over to the part-time staff. So now that we have the data, we have how it applies to the full-time staff, the next step would be part-time wage review. Also a new implementation tool, and really another piece of this, there's the compensation, but there's also the incentive programs. So it varies depending on which department, but once people come in, there's usually certifications or different degrees that they can do specific to their position to better themselves and better the town. So we're looking at developing or making changes to the incentive programs.
Awesome. That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
So just a couple of questions. And you may not have the answers to this, but so vacancies as of today, do we have good data on that? Where we are with vacancies? Do we have where they are? do we have a lot of vacancies or?
It depends.
What do we have a hard time getting?
Well, it's varied over time. And I should have given Christie the opportunity to answer, but engineers have been difficult, CDL drivers. Some departments have been more successful than others at recruitment. So it's not always about wages. Sometimes it's how well we are recruiting by department. Any other positions come to mind?
Those are the main ones.
And about, forgive me, Madam Chair, maybe 8 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, there was a question that came up about retention rates in certain departments. And I provided that to council, and I could locate that again and resend it.
So the retention rates overall, would you say are pretty good?
Yes. We do not have a problem with retention at the town. I think by and large, our employees know we take good care of them. We've always supported them. We do our best to give them competitive wages, as you see here, excellent benefits and good working conditions. That is a sentiment without question in my mind as someone who's been here for a few years and has a, just by the nature of the job, a perspective of seeing the whole playing field. Retention in my mind is not an issue, but at the same time, we have to maintain competitiveness, stay as an industry leader. We expect our employees to perform. That's why in many cases you're seeing as part of the recommendation, pushing people past the market rate, because if we expect more, well, we should be paying you a little bit more too. What comes with that is a better performance appraisal tool that, as Christie mentioned, is coming next. So anyway, to answer your question, this is an excellent place to work. And presumably, if this recommendation is passed, it'll position us quite nicely going forward.
All right, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
First of all, thank you so much to staff, to your team, and I'm sure you worked very, very closely with Ms. Kotov on this. And I've had an opportunity to speak with Chief Mixon. I have not had a chance to talk to Chief Arnold, but he seemed to feel that these levels that have been brought forth are going to be accepted very well, are going to be received very well. And of course, we have our whole staff that's benefiting, but we've had a lot of press and not noise, but concern about specific to our firefighters and police. And so it was reassuring to hear that this is something that's going to fit really well for them. I also wanted to say there's been a fair amount made of a recent raise by the town of Mount Pleasant that turned out to be pennies. That's the term that was used by the time all the regular things were taken out in terms of retirement and so forth. And I found out just the other day that was a comment relevant to the 2% increase that we did back in July. Now, just for the record, I want to make sure I know everybody on council knows, and I know all of you know, but the public needs to know our normal annual increase, not including these four-year studies, has been running around 4%. It's a CPI-based, and CPI is actually a good bit lower than that. So this is something that we've tried to do every year since I've been on council 4 years. And we just, because of COVID and because we didn't have the business revenue license numbers, which is a big source of our annual budget for operating, we were a little more cautious and we said, let's do the four, but let's split it, July 1st and January 1st. And then once we had the figures, which was just a couple months ago, we said, okay, wow, we know we actually did better than expected on business revenue. Certainly things were hurt, but we actually came out better than expected, and we said, let's go ahead and pay that now. So it really was a 4% increase, and it's a shame that that a lot of concern, consternation has been created over some messaging that kind of didn't tell the whole story. So I wanted to make sure that was clarified for everybody. The other thing I wanted to ask about is, I don't think we said anything about the one-time bonus that's coming because of the COVID relief. Oh, you're handling that? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to make sure if you had any other questions about the class and comp. Of course, at the end, you can always bring it up. So March 17th, Town Hall shut down at the same time the governor executed a stay-at-home order. That meant that operations had to continue, and we did. A lot of staff worked from home. But then, of course, you know, we have a lot of staff that continue their job, public safety, public services is out and about every day. The American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA as we refer to it, has afforded us an opportunity to go ahead and look back at that time of closure. For Town Hall, it was March 17th through May 31st, and to really look and say who had to continue to perform their duties in such a way it put them at risk, but it continued to provide for public safety or safety of the community. And in addition to that, who, and there are a group that had a whole nother level of work besides their normal work. They couldn't just shift and maybe do work under the COVID method. They actually had to do their job and another layer because of that. So what we did is we looked at three factors. One factor being that your position is critical to public safety, whether it's police, fire, public services, building inspections. One factor is that you performed a job that put you at risk. At the time, we didn't know what risk were out there, but you continued to come in each day and you performed your job at risk. And the other factor is that you had this whole additional level of additional significant work besides your own work. So with these factors, we sent out to each department to really look during that time frame at what their employees did. You could have one, two, or three factors. We did max it out at one. So as long as you had two, you were going to potentially max out at the amount of we had. So once we sent it out, we looked at how much available funding we would have, and we determined that we could do $2,500 if you max out at 100% factor, and then we weighed in your hours worked. So during that time, if you're a Town Hall employee, you might work 390 hours during that window. Taking out vacation and holiday only, how many hours did you actually work? A lot of people, there was a lot of overtime during that time. Someone would be out quarantined, and then other people would have to step up. So you can see what we looked at some positions and how they might have had one or two or even three factors sometime. Again, we max out at a full 100% factor, if you will, and then up to 100% time worked. Again, looking at, we pulled timesheets, so looking at the detail, there were quite a few that had more than 100%. Given this, you can see what the one-time bonus might look like for each employee, and the total cost is $1.2 million. And that cost does reflect that we, our plan is to gross up their wages. So instead of getting a $2,500 bonus and taxes come out and you walk away with, you know, a $1,600, that you would walk away with up to the max of $2,500 bonus.
Nice.
And Madam Chair, it's worth explaining the examples because, as you would expect, some of this information was released on Friday or over the weekend, and you may have some who misinterpreted the examples, but I'm looking at the screen. You have it in front of you. Those are almost a fictitious person. You'll notice that they may have checked a box in one or two or more of the categories, but when it comes to time worked, they're not being paid for vacation time they might have taken during that period, say, right? So you may, let's use the example of a firefighter. That fictitious employee might have taken some vacation days. That's why they worked 87% of the time, not the full 100. That's why it's 2175 instead of the full. But plenty of firefighters didn't take vacation time and they're getting the full amount. So I didn't want to leave this meeting thinking that firefighters in this particular example as a group are only getting 2175. And that applies to every category listed up there.
Thanks for that clarification. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm so happy to see our waste management people taken care of, mm-hmm. you know, through this process. That's mm-hmm. super exciting. Ms. Whitley, comments, questions?
No, I think that, you know, our town did the cautious thing during COVID mm-hmm. and took a pause on this wage and classification and compensation survey. And I think now is the time, and this is a great opportunity for our for our staff to be properly compensated for the hard work they did during COVID, and to make sure that we are in line with with the rest of the Lowcountry.
Thank you. Ms. Landing?
I'm trying to think of the right way to say this. I just want to make sure that this one-time bonus situation doesn't turn into something that is in some way political or anything along those lines. So I just want to make sure. So just to clarify again, $2,500 was the maximum that could be? Okay. And there will be a lot of people that will actually qualify for the maximum. Okay, so that were affected by this. And we chose $2,500 for what reason again?
Monetary constraints.
Okay. So, but it does, for that time period we're talking about, it does, I mean, it's about a six-week time period?
Yes, ma'am.
So basically on a per-week basis, we're looking at something a little over $400 a week. Okay. Thank you so much.
And so moving forward, the next study would be in 4 years, right? As of right now.
Yes.
And then the part-time work study is going to come next month, do we think?
The part-time is on the immediate agenda, so I would hope to have it by next month. It's okay. Really just applying all of the data that we've gotten to the part-time context.
And I'd be super interested at that meeting to just hear some retention rates for part-time work. I don't know if I've heard that that's a little bit tougher to, this position's a little bit tougher to fill, but maybe in this new environment, who knows? So that'd be super interesting for me. All right, so next steps, what do you need from us?
We would like a positive recommendation to council. And then once it gets to council, if council also feels this is worthy of approval, that's all that's required at the council level. And then we can implement it, and we think we can have the money in paychecks. When, Marcy?
If it was approved next Tuesday, the next pay period would begin November 17th, and that payday is November 5th.
Nice.
October 17th, November 5th payday.
I make a motion that we approve the wage and compensation study levels and properly compensate our folks.
And the bonus?
And the bonus.
I'll second the motion.
All right, motion passes. And our next line item is to adjourn. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The 9:41. You got us back on track, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. So, do I need to bring us back to order? So, we're calling to order the Human Resource Committee Monday, October 4th. We're moving to line item. Do you want us to do all of them again?
The approval of the minutes and the.
All right. So, approval of the minutes. We had a.
Motion and a
motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. And then number 5, recommendation and possible action regarding the implementation of the classification and compensation study, as well as a one-time bonus regarding funding associated with ARPA. We had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Santos.
You're going to adjourn us again?
Oh, and we're going to adjourn. Again. Okay, cool.